Look, your game launch is a big deal, right? You should treat it that way. Unless you're just making a really small, free game, that's fine. You can just crank those out with little fanfare. Just do it. But if you're working on a game for many months, many years, and you're charging for it, you should make a big deal out of its launch.
You're listening to Make the Game with Matt Hackett.
This is a weird way of looking at game development, but that's kind of what I'm all about. I cook a lot, and I make games a lot, and I draw a lot of comparisons between the two. And a pattern I've noticed is that a lot of indie game developers put many months or years even into making their game, and then they would launch it with little fanfare. And it kind of breaks my heart to see that. And what's so interesting to me is that, you know, people will have like a big gathering. You'll plan a party, you'll plan a holiday feast, you get RSVPs, you've got an invite list, you know for sure who's going to show up. And just that much time and planning doesn't go into a lot of indie game developers' launch strategies. You know, any friend who's going to show up to your house for a meal and to hang out with you is a great candidate for someone who might be interested in your game. You're already friends, you already have some stuff in common, and they probably care about you and want to support you. So get them on board. I also think a lot of indie game developers just want to make the game, right? Like, I totally get that. But if you're going to dedicate a lot of time into making your game, it makes sense to dedicate some time into planning a launch strategy. Let's make release planning fun by comparing it to a big feast with friends and family. So here are five steps I follow when I'm planning a feast for my friends and family. 1. Plan ahead. 2. Invite guests. 3. Source products. 4. Prepare dishes. And 5. Distribute leftovers. Very important. And obviously I'm going to tie all those steps together with making games. So when you're having a feast, the first thing you do is start planning. Who's coming? What are we cooking? Who else is going to show up? Can they RSVP? How much food should we have? Who's bringing dessert? I see a lot of indie game developers who plan to release a game, and the first thing they do is start designing or coding instead of planning. Totally understandable. But that's sort of like making the meal first, then hoping that players will be hungry for it later. When I'm planning out a meal, I like to think about game design. So you can compare a feast to a video game by looking at its anchors. For Thanksgiving, at my house, the anchor is the turkey and classic sides. You can expect those staples and you won't be disappointed. Say you're making a side-scrolling platformer game. Players expect the moving and jumping to feel great. Depending on your game, other side dishes may be expected, such as combat, projectiles, double jump, power-ups, unlockable maps, and the list goes on. So those are your anchors, the things that your guests or your players can expect. But what are your hooks? When I'm trying to get people to commit to coming to my feasts, I offer up my most impressive dish, a chocolate souffle. I mentioned this dish to a friend once, and she jokingly said, "Oh, if I had known there was going to be chocolate souffle, I would have visited sooner." And that's the kind of features that you want to have in your game, is when people learn about it, they just throw their wallet at you. They're like, "Well, I'm down. Sign me up." A lot of games have hooks, but the important thing is for a hook to have two properties. You want it to be desirable, and you want it to be surprising. Most hooks are at least one of those, but not all of them are both. My old indie game company, Lost Decade Games, one year went to PAX, and we shared a booth with some super nice developers who had an interesting game called Broken Bots. And I'm not here to criticize their design, but years later, I have the language to talk about their game a little bit. The anchor was it's a robot arena, and the hook was your robot is malfunctioning. So this is a hook. It's an interesting one. It's surprising that your robot's broken, but is it desirable? Would you seek out a robot that was broken? So obviously those devs are great and the design is really cool, but later on I was thinking about their hook and how it maybe could have been tweaked to be more desirable. At my Thanksgiving feasts, my chocolate souffle is desirable as a luxurious, high-end dessert. Everybody loves it. It's rich and chocolatey and sweet. And it's all the things you want out of a dessert. It's surprising because it takes uncommon cookware and practice to make it at home. It's not that surprising when you see it at a restaurant. But when you get chocolate souffle offered to you homemade, I think that's it's a good hook. It gets people to show up to my dinners. So what can we learn from this? When you're planning your feast or your game release, think about your anchors, what people expect. Think about your hooks, what will surprise and delight them. Step 2, invite guests. This is a really interesting one. A lot of indies, you'll see this, they tweet it, I do it. You write a blog post, you stand up on a mountain, you get your loudspeaker, you shout, "Hey, come check out my game." But not enough direct invitations happen, right? When you're planning a feast, it's a different scenario. You don't want just anyone walking down the street to walk into your home. You're looking for specific people. And maybe you can't get certain people that you want because they're busy or unavailable, out of town, whatever. But you know you need people or you won't even throw the feast. Similar to a game launch, right? When I'm planning something like Thanksgiving, I don't really have that much capacity. There's only room for maybe 6 or 8 people. But I know for sure who's coming. I talk to them ahead of time, make plans, get RSVPs. We can even shift the day sometimes if it's necessary for certain people to show up. This is all natural. And you know, even with people committing, yes, I will definitely be there. Life happens, right? People drop off, unexpected occurrences kept them from coming. Totally understandable. But the point is if they're not going to come, you know about it. The equivalent to an RSVP for something like a Thanksgiving dinner or any holiday feast is a wish list on Steam, right? Indie game devs kind of know the importance of getting wish lists. But here's a question. What percentage of people who've wishlisted a game do you think are going to buy it on launch day? It varies a lot, of course, so all these stats are very hand-wavy, but we do have some data. I thought surely it must be a lot of wishlisters, right? It's launch day, it's a big deal, usually there's a launch discount. But no, the real number is somewhere between 15-25%. So if you have 10,000 wishlists, you can expect 1,500-2,500 of those to convert on launch day. Can you imagine if only 25% of your guests showed up to a dinner? That'd be way too much food. Something else guests do when they RSVP, they'll say, yes, I'm coming. Do you want me to bring anything? There's always some common things you can bring to any meal or get together at a friend's house, a bottle of wine or non-alcoholic beverage, a crowd-pleasing dessert, a fancy snack of some kind, board game. Likewise, there are lots of things you can bring to a game launch. You could bring a wish list. You could bring a purchase, buy the game. You could bring a positive review. You could play the game for several hours, so when your review gets published, people see that you played it. You could bring a retweet. You could bring a forward of a newsletter. You could tell all your friends. And everybody needs to be reminded of these things. So as you build up to your launch, be telling people, hey, these are things you can do on that day. Remind them periodically, and on that day, remind them again. Also, invite your friends and family to buy your game. I never want to see another indie game on Steam with 0 reviews ever again. Get your friends on board. Get your family to go and buy your game. Write you a positive review on Steam. Let them show you that they care about you. Invite them to do it. Purchases and positive reviews are the indie game developer's love language. Oh, by the way, I'm lactose intolerant and my wife is gluten-free right now. So do you have any substitutes for us? I like to draw this analogy to game accessibility. Commonly missed accessibility features include configurable input, keyboard, gamepad, mouse, ability to skip or censor certain content, option to disable or reduce screen shake, difficulty options like easy, medium, or hard. This is much contested. Colorblind options. So when you invite your guests, you might find out that half the people there that are coming are vegan. Likewise, if you're making a really wholesome game, you might find out that half of your gamers really want more accessibility options. The best way to find out is to ask. Talk to your guests, make sure they're going to be happy. Talk to your players, make sure it's the same. Step 3, source products. When I'm getting ready for a feast, it's different than your average meal. Sometimes for a meal, I'll just go into my pantry, grab some eggs, grab stuff I've got in my fridge, throw a meal together. I never do this for a big feast with lots of people coming. For Thanksgiving especially, I will sometimes buy ingredients weeks ahead. I like to make sure I'm going to have my turkey because sometimes the demand is high and they're not always available. And I can put that in my freezer, take it out whenever I'm ready to thaw it. Some products I can buy anytime, like cranberry sauce. We like the canned kind. Don't judge us. It's delicious. It's like $2. You keep it in your pantry. You don't even have to worry about it around Thanksgiving. Creamed corn, same deal. So think about how you can apply this to your game. Are there any things you can have ready year-round to make your launch easier? Here are some ideas. A contact list of press and media folks. Templates for emails and social posts. Guides on how to handle launch successfully bookmarked so you can reference them constantly. Steam integrations already handled so you don't have to worry about it. Pre-made logos and large banners for your game assets. Really, you just want to set yourself up for success and be prepared year-round. Step 4, prepare dishes. For Thanksgiving, I begin preparing about a week ahead. I'll take my turkey out of the freezer so it can thaw. Something I talk about a lot is mise en place. French term. It means everything in its place. It comes from the culinary world. If you're going to make a dish, you chop up all the vegetables ahead of time. You measure out your herbs. You crack your eggs. So when you're ready to actually cook, it's all right there, prepared for you. One could compare this step to contacting press and media. Timing is really important when you're preparing food and when you're contacting people about your game launch. Do you want to take the strategy where you promote your game heavily for a short period of time, maybe 3 months or so? Or do you want to release a slow drip of new content to drum up interest in your game over a longer period of time, like 6 months, or some games even do years of marketing? It's a tricky balance to keep folks interested in your game throughout that entire process without losing interest or wearing them out. And from what I've heard, it's best to contact journalists and other press 1 to 3 weeks before you launch. That way they've got time to prepare coverage if they're interested. It's important to be ready for the big day. I see some people really panic on launch day. I begin cooking on Thanksgiving Day pretty early. The turkey enters the oven hours and hours before guests arrive. It basted every 20 minutes. I've got eyes on that turkey. I know what's going on. The point is that on the big day, everything's ready. There's no panic. Some dishes were already prepared, put in the freezer, ready to go into the oven. And this is how a launch should feel. You should already have written your emails. Your builds have been ready to go for weeks. You've got all kinds of promotional materials. You've got trailers ready to send out. Also, on the big day, we get out our good serving utensils. When I'm just making a meal for me and my wife, basic plate, basic bowl, we just get it done. Nothing fancy. But for a feast, we've got friends who sometimes drove hours to see us. We want to have a nice presentation. We lay everything out on the table thoughtfully, and we're prepared to dazzle you with our culinary offerings. That's how it should be on launch day. Bring your enthusiasm, be excited, be prepared, and launch your game. Step 5. This is very important. It's kind of a bonus step. Distribute leftovers. One of my favorite things about Thanksgiving is the leftovers. Food is in the fridge or freezer, and you can eat on it for days. No more planning, just feast. Also, turkey sandwiches. Forget everything else. All the sides, mashed potatoes, gravy, yams, whatever. Bread, mayonnaise, turkey. Perfect sandwich. When guests come to my house for Thanksgiving, after the meal, you get a container. Fill it up with whatever leftovers you want. Take it home with you. The meal doesn't just happen once when we all gather around our table. It happens again and again in their home and in my home. The takeaway here is to keep the train going. Launch is a big deal. Read the reviews, respond kindly, fix any bugs that come up, follow up with press you've contacted that haven't had a chance to write about it, join your community, be part of the conversation, and post developer logs. Not sure what to post about? Post about your launch. Everyone loves raw numbers, so share whatever you're comfortable with. Talk about your intense feelings during this epic moment. Not sure how to update your game? Listen to player feedback. Compare their notes with the direction you have planned for the game. See if you can find a solution to their concerns that align with your plans for the game. Also, dig into the inevitable notes that piled up for your game. Cool ideas you didn't get around to, or features that ended up on the chopping block. Those are all now really good candidates for small updates to your game to keep people interested. Okay, so those are the 5 steps for a feast. Let's convert those into launching a game. So 1, plan ahead. That converts to write a marketing and promotional plan. 2, invite guests. Contact media, press, influencers, and your friends and your family. 3, source products. Have assets ready like trailers, press kits, logos, and banners. 4, prepare dishes. This is executing your marketing and promotional plan. 5, distribute leftovers. Update your game, be involved with your community, post developer logs. Thinking about a feast as pertains to a game launch is a little weird, but it's all about making it more than just, you know, make a great game and hope for a successful launch. We can do better than that. Good luck with your upcoming feast and your game launch. I hope they both go really well. How about some book stuff?
Book stuff.
How to make a video game all by yourself. Chapter 1. We've now sold over 3,000 copies. If you picked up a copy, you contributed to that, and I appreciate it. You can get a signed copy, too. There's only 25 left. So if that interests you, jump on it while supplies last. Now it's time for you to go make the game.